This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered, and the best trading card brands, Prizm, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
All right, welcome back into the show. It's The Dan Patrick Show, and, well, as you can tell, my voice does not sound like Dan Patrick's. I'm LeVar Arrington, along with my guys, Plexico Burrs, TJ Hushmanzada. We're filling in as the Up On Gang crew. Yeah, there's, you know, Dan needs a much-needed break every once in a while. I mean, he gives y'all GOAT content, and the Danettes, I mean, they're dope, too. Everybody just, you know, every once in a while just needs to take a little bit of a break. And you know what? Then you bring in some really super, super awesome, dope personalities that just kind of, you know, fill in the gap. So welcome into the show. If you've already been listening, hope you've enjoyed the show. If you're just tuning in, yeah, we got an hour left. And so you get an hour of, well, enjoying my mans and them, TJ Hushmanzada, Plexico Burrs. How y'all feeling, man? Y'all good?
Man, we feel good, man.
Feel girl good?
Yeah, man. Fantastic. Spilt splendid.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, before we jump into what, because we got a funny little dip that we're about to put on them, right? But before we go into this funny little deal that we're about to do, we got to, you know, give shout outs where shots are due. And that's, well, Mercedes-Benz, of course. You ever wonder just how far an extra mile really goes? Yeah, you get what I'm talking about. Drive a Mercedes-Benz van and find out. Start with a network of over 250 authorized dealerships backed by a sales force ready to help you with everything from vehicle customization and certified service to financing solutions tailored specifically to your unique business or personal needs. I know y'all like that. They offer a variety of powerful and efficient vans. Powerful vans, people, that can run on your choice of either gas or diesel. I'm a gas guy personally, but you know, I heard diesel works. So like the durable Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or versatile Mercedes-Benz Metris, each tailored to match your work or play lifestyle. With cutting-edge options like blind spot assist with rear cross traffic alert, active lane keep assist, Ain't that pretty cool? Plus, mobile hotspot, Wi-Fi tracking capabilities, and ingenious MBUX voice command. Yeah, technology for directions, weather forecast, comfort control, and more. You know, the type of stuff that, you know, TJ Hushmanzada and Plexico Burris be using because they, you know, they don't spoil wide receivers. So whether you're enjoying life like TJ Hushmanzada or Plexico Burris on a trail or working hard on the job like me, you'll see how far an extra mile can really go by taking the first step into an authorized Mercedes-Benz van dealership for a test drive today. Mercedes-Benz vans, people. Now understand this. Some equipment described is optional, so we'll have to make sure you understand that. And, well, ask for that optional equipment, but you're going to have to pay for it unless you say TJ. And I'm joking. So 820, we got Chris Canty coming on, former NFL player, now NFL expert analyst. We'll have him on. We'll talk some football with him. But first, guys, I wanted to go into this segment and have a good time with it with our guys in the back that do such a great job of making sure we sound and do a great show. When we're preparing the show, obviously, we bounce back and forth through all of the topics that we want to discuss. And we say these are the ones that we like. These are the ones that, you know, well, not so much. And there's this chopping block that takes place. So with that being said, my man Lee, our producer on the show, Lee, there were a whole bunch of silly type of topics that did not make the cut, but I want us to have the opportunity as a show crew to comment on our feelings of what the topic makes us feel like when we hear it. Take it from there, Lee.
All right, you guys, a few of these hit the cutting room floor. In fact, one of them just dropped this
morning. Give me some music with it. Let's throw some music with it. You know why? Because I want to feel good about when we do this, because I'm feeling like this is going to be pretty fun. I'm going to laugh at this one because, you know, Okay, come on, Lee. Give it to me.
All right, you know someone who does need to feel a little bit better? That's Jay Crowder after losing the NBA Finals. I don't know if you guys saw this morning. He's getting a little punked on social media because he got caught sliding into the DMs.
The slide in,
yeah.
Where was he sliding to?
He was sliding into an Instagram model's DMs and had a few things to say. He said, "Hey, love, you've got my attention. Send me your snap, please."
Oh.
"Sorry, I don't know if you're into black guys or not."
Oh.
As he finished it off.
Well, wow. Who is this? I got to look her up.
She's clearly not black.
TJ said, "I want to see."
Yeah, who is this? Please give me the name, please.
Jay Crowder under BossMan99, but he does have something to defend himself.
We don't have hers?
Yeah,
it's
what's
not included.
Well, she actually woke up saying, "Waking up to a message from a Phoenix Suns player wasn't exactly what I expected to wake up to today. I'm sorry." No, no, it's legit. Oh. LOL.
Oh. No, what's hers? What's her name?
Her name is AGD1717.
Ha! 1717! Wow.
1717! I don't blame you, Jamie Crowder.
Oh, my God.
Now, Jay Crowder does have something to defend himself. He says he was hacked.
I'm tired of cats using that excuse.
And he has a defense. In as it goes, he says, in all social media, he only uses all caps. Here's from Jay Crowder himself.
"That's how you know I'm texting you. That's how you know it's me. Someone texts you and says Jay and not in all caps, not me." Oh. Or if my Twitter ever comes out with a tweet, if not all caps, I'm hacked. All of my social media, if it's not all caps, someone has hacked my account.
Oh,
do we have proof that actually supports his allegations?
Well, the screenshot is all lowercase. So that goes.
Okay. When he puts his tweets out, are they in all caps?
They are.
Ooh.
He says he wants to be different.
Come on, man.
Might have, you know, just in case he got caught, maybe he put it in lowercase.
So
he had some insurance.
To see if it was credible.
How she look?
What name was that?
You ain't looking at her.
Listen,
what's
the screen name?
He already said it. It's like AG1717 or something to that effect.
Man, that was nothing.
I hate to believe that I remember what it was said it, but here's the thing.
You got to be in to win it, baby.
You got to have
but
a built.
But he did remember.
You got to
have some skin in the game. You got to have some skin in the game.
You do not want to have your skin in that game. And not only that, let me tell you this.
No, that AG1717 is too many of them.
You got you gotta have a built-in alibi if you're gonna be on that. Right?
He did have a built-in alibi.
And there you go. I don't know that one stands up.
Listen,
though.
No, his built-in alibi was, you know, he sent the DM was sent in all lowercase. His insurance, just in case he got busted, just like it did, he tweets in all caps. So he had an alibi, it was his own self.
That one ain't a strong enough alibi. He was too confident in saying, I tweet in all caps or I message in all caps. It sounds like it was premeditated to be.
Good for him.
Come on, Lee. Let's go.
All right, another guy who doesn't need to slide in the DMs. That's Lionel Messi.
Yeah, he don't have to do it.
Yeah, he left.
They sliding in his.
As we know, he left Barcelona for Paris Saint-Germain. But in his farewell press conference with Barcelona, he did leave a little bit of a handkerchief that he left some tears in and all that. And somebody went ahead and grabbed that handkerchief and put that on listing on an international auction site. Can you guess how much they listed it for?
Man. Oh, how much?
A staggering $1 million.
Wow.
Oh, and somebody's going to
It's going to stay there.
No, it ain't.
No,
yes, it is.
No, it's
somebody's going to buy it.
Citing the fact that in the future, you could possibly recreate Lionel Messi through through science.
Listen. Wow. Oh, snap. Guess what I saw?
Maybe a clone.
My girl in the mouth. I was so in shock, my heart went down south. So please listen to the message that I say. Don't ever leave DNA.
Wow.
Yeah,
you are truly incredible.
Super gross. It's going to stay where it is.
Hey, for $1 million, I guarantee you somebody going to come close. Bet it. Somebody going to come close.
Listen, I'm not paying $100.
Somebody going to buy it, though.
Somebody bought. Look this one up at some point and tell me before the show is over. Somebody bought Andre the Giant's jockstrap, man. If you're going to buy Andre the Giant's jockstrap, I can guarantee you, you're going to buy my guy's towel with tears of joy on them and sweat.
I believe it.
And manhood on it. Anyway, all right, go to the next one, Lee. What we got?
All right, you guys. Alex Rodriguez, obviously, on the breakup with Jennifer Lopez. Somebody thought it would be a funny idea to prank Mr. Rodriguez by sending him a couple of big pizza pies, specifically some chicken stuffed jalapeno ranch chicken deep dish pizzas.
Sounds good.
Of Ben and Jen. Somebody had gotten a hold of Mr. Rodriguez's mansion that he was renting over the weekend in Florida and sent him these pizzas courtesy of Ben and Jen.
Hmm. What's y'all's reaction to this?
Man, people are cruel, man.
Aren't they cruel?
They cruel.
I don't understand the whole pizza and chicken papas analogy.
Explain it, Lee.
I guess they just thought, you know, a chicken stuffed pizza, you know, calling them chicken.
Yep.
It's $140, you know. You could say that's a nice gesture.
And they was taking a shot at A-Rod based A-Rod, off of Ben Affleck and you know the other name. You say the first name again.
Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, there you go. There's always going to be some type of fun or game or joke connected to a man and
right.
Jennifer Lopez. I mean, you know, it just is what it is. I don't know. I'm trying to understand it too, though, Plex. Like, you know, the whole chicken and the stuffed peppers and what are they trying to say? She's a spicy jalapeno with chicken?
It was a waste of $140 for whoever sent it.
Are they trying to insinuate that she's a hot clucker? Clucking and chickens and take care of your chickens? I don't know. I'm just trying to understand what the chicken was for and the peppers. And why was it a deep dish?
Keep going.
Explain to me why it was a deep dish pizza. Okay, we're going to keep going. Lee, what we got?
All right, you guys. Max Scherzer, the newest pitcher for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Dave Roberts had revealed that during his recent start, he dared to lay his hand on the right-hander to give some words of encouragement, but it turned out it was a big mistake. Here's Dave Roberts talking about the scenario.
I remember a start against the Astros, I think maybe his first start at home for us, and pat him on the butt coming into the dugout, first inning, second inning, maybe the third inning, and in the fourth inning I pat him on the butt like, hey, nice going. And he mumbled something under his breath, and I'm like, did he just say, don't effing touch me? And then I got the scoop from our players like, hey, Doc, make sure you don't touch him. He doesn't want anyone to touch him. And then so, yeah, good, play right there. So I go after the game. He goes seven, shutty or gives up a run. And then I go, hey, man, did you just mumble something like don't effing touch me? And he goes, yeah. And I gave you the tempered, most respectful way I can say it because this is my job. I don't need any kind of congratulations or support because that's my job. And so we got a little kick out of it. So suffice to say tonight, if you got me, I won't be patting him on the butt.
Courtesy of ESPN.
Hey. What's y'all reaction to that one?
Hey, and that baseball sound coming off the bat, that's him getting a home run hit off of. Hey, listen, you can hit somebody on the butt, man, listen, once. But you talking about one, two, three, four. Listen, it's going a little too far, man. Four innings in a row, I don't know. That's questionable for me. Four innings in a row?
Hey, when you watch Scherzer, that dude is so intense. When he pitches, he probably was thinking, he better not pat me on my ass again, man. Yeah, and he did it again. He was like, you know what, I got
to
let him know.
Hey,
he's too intense.
There's two balls getting hit, and those two balls are probably home runs that Scherzer's getting hit off of. Stop touching that man.
All right, when y'all was playing, I mean, were y'all butt slappers? Did y'all like getting slapped on the butt? Like, let's talk about this.
Nah.
I wasn't
slapped. Like, I wasn't even the guy. Like, I didn't even I hated it when, before a game, guys would come up and headbutt you. Like, I mean, just let me play.
Yeah, I was
all that. None of that.
Y'all
no.
Y'all never got locker room butt slaps? Like, all right, good practice today. Hey, TJ, good practice today. Slap you right while you was heading in to go get cleaned up for your day.
Hell no.
Hey, LeVar, you know
that's a defensive thing.
Hey, you never.
That's a defensive thing.
So you trying to say when you was leaving up out of the shower, you was going to go get dressed. They didn't slap you up and say, man, good practice today, dog. Like, good game today, man. I was proud of how y'all was balling, man.
That's what y'all do on that defensive side of the ball.
There's rules to this, man. You don't do nothing like that with a grown man walking around the locker room.
Y'all wasn't proud of your teammate. Y'all wasn't proud of your teammate.
It's a part of, the sport. You know, when you come off the, make a big play and you got
three
guys
thing.
On the sideline.
But to actually be like,
oh, man, I can't wait to slap my ass today. No, that's not
man.
You can't go in there with that mentality.
No, I can't wait to slap his ass today.
Can't come wait on. To get to work today. Why, man? You know, I just love congratulating my teammates, man.
I got some ass slapping to do. Nah, man. No, you can't go in there like that.
I mean, you don't think every locker room deserves to have a good ass slapper?
No.
No? Oh, my gosh, man. All right. I mean,
you are something else.
I just figured I'd ask. I mean, y'all sitting there trying. TJ sitting there trying to put it on me. That's a Penn State thing. Nah,
it's a defensive thing, man.
You know what's funny? I was an ass slapper on the field, though.
Right.
I did. Come on, man.
And a tooth chipper.
You do dig that. I am a tooth chipper for certain. I will chip your tooth today.
Those are broad characteristics for a man.
Yeah, that is broad. That does cover the spectrum of it. All right. That was interesting. Lee, we appreciate that. That was some dope stuff. Hopefully we got a couple laughs out of that. All right. So we got wonderful news here, right? We got Chris Canty coming up at 8:20. Make sure that you get a little sip of water and calm yourselves down and take a quick little respite, because when we get back, we will be talking about Chris Canty, talking with Chris Canty about things that are going on around the National Football League, get his perspective on it. This is going really well here, and I know we got a little bit silly, but sometimes you got to take real storylines and have a little bit of fun with it. So, guys, this is the Dan Patrick Show, by the way, and we have totally got Dan Patrick somewhere pulling his hair out of his head, saying that the Up On Game dudes is some wild fools. And, yeah, I've really enjoyed this. So we're going to jump out right now. We're going to take a quick break because I want to give Chris a good amount of time for us on this next segment. So, yeah, this is the Dan Patrick Show. I'm LeVar Arrington. That's TJ Hushmanzada and Plexico Burrs. And when we come back, we'll be talking some real interesting topics and continued storylines. We'll be right back. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
It's the Up On Gang crew with Plexico and TJ Houchmanzada, that is. Yeah, now LeVar Arrington. I ain't even going to keep going because I was about to blow y'all away with some serious bars, like some real serious bars. Yeah, you know what I mean? I was going to do it for y'all. But anyways, listen, it's been a great show thus far. We're filling in for Dan and the Danettes. And obviously, if you miss anything, make sure you go check it out on the podcast, wherever it is that you get your podcast, download your podcast, you know, leave a rating, this, that, and the other. Dan Patrick's numbers are crazy, but, you know, Up On Game is doing pretty good as well. So make sure you check out Up On Game as well when you get a chance. You know, you can check us out on Saturdays. You know, we come on. It's from 10 to noon on the Pacific Coast time, but if you're on the East Coast, it's, you know, it's 1 to 3. So make sure you check us out and you know, give a little bit of support. We would appreciate that very much. So, fellas, we've been talking about a lot of different things. We talked about can OBJ be still be an elite receiver. We talked about, you know, rookie quarterbacks. This whole quarterbacks conversation has been really, really
forcing, you know, forcing the topic or forcing the conversations, which is always a great thing when you have a lot of storylines concerning quarterbacks in the National Football League. And we touched on a quarterback competition in New England between Mac Jones and Cam Newton. And we kind of went into the conversation of what that meant in terms of Bill Belichick and all those different things. And TJ, you said he's sitting on a glacier, iceberg. And as far as okay, so and nothing can ultimately heat up for him.
He's sitting on a glacier iceberg only because he is in the northeast region.
So it's not warm enough for his iceberg to melt.
The weather is changing.
Okay, so he made it through the summer is what y'all saying.
Right.
Okay, but now as that applies to other coaches and how that plays out, who is on the hottest hot seat in your opinion? Who has to have a good year this year?
Let me think. Who was on a hot seat from this year?
Yeah.
Head coaches. On the hottest hot seat is Matt Nagy for me.
Okay.
Matt Nagy and the Chicago Bears. I mean, there was questions whether he would be brought back this year, and obviously he's back. But you just look at they've just been up and down, and part of it, I believe the reason they don't want to start Justin Fields, it's hard to win and make it to the playoffs with a rookie quarterback. It's hard.
Chicago's tough town.
And so I believe that's why they want to stick with Andy Dalton to see if he can get them to the playoffs, because he's like, I got this fine rookie quarterback and somebody else is going to develop him.
Mm.
And so for me, it's Matt Nagy.
Mm.
It's a tough one. For me, you know, hey, I got to say Joe Judge. I really do. The head coach of the New York Giants, even though he's only been there
one year. That's a good one.
I think he's on the hot seat. Him and Dave Gettleman both.
Definitely Gettleman.
Gettleman gone, bro. The New York Giants haven't been to the playoffs in 10 years.
11 so, now.
Going on 11. Oh, so I'm looking at this whole roster and what they have now. You draft Daniel Jones in first round. He's supposed to be the heir apparent to Eli Manning, and he's supposed to be the next great franchise quarterback. He's going into his fourth season. There are no more excuses, especially with all the weapons that you have placed around him. You bring in Kenny Galladay, Kadarius Toney, the first-round draft pick, which nobody had in the first round. I guess Jalen Waddle wasn't available, so you take the next best thing. And you, Sterling Shepard, you bring in Kyle Rudolph from the Minnesota Vikings. You already have Evan Ingram. You got to get Saquon Barkley back. But if the New York Giants don't make it to the playoffs this year, it's just a terrible season. Mm. There's nothing else that you can say. And you have
maybe
to stop making
fun, plus. Maybe they should let them have fun.
And you have to stop. There are no more excuses for Daniel Jones. He's going into his fourth year. You have all the weapons that you can possibly have. You bring in two. You got an all-pro corner in Bradberry. There's no more excuses for the Giants. Joe Judge is on the hot seat.
Hmm. I'm going to Dallas. I'm going to say Mike McCarthy's on the hot seat. And I know this is year two for him, but I think he made it very clear when we saw him on Hard Knocks, this has to be a championship team. Like, if you're looking at this and approaching it from any other perspective, I'm going to get you up out of here. This has to be a championship team. There are certain teams where you look at what is the DNA of what they want to get done, whether it be from their accomplishments and achievements or whether it be from the amount of information that we have on who runs the team, who owns the team. Jerry Jones is not going to leave this planet. He will not allow his body to expire, his soul, his spirit to leave his body until he experiences being the one that brings another Super Bowl to the Dallas Cowboys organization. He's had some real, like, if you've watched him, he's had some real emotional moments talking about the team. And Jerry Jones, has who he is and they have paid attention to him. He's very intense and very passionate about his team, obviously, and he's very passionate about winning, but it's very stern. It's very strong. It's very, rugged. It's not sensitive. It's not gentle. It's not any of those types of things. And so to see a more emotionally driven Jerry Jones and how he, responds to how he feels about the team and what he wants to see take place, you look at this receiving corps, one of the top receiving corps that has been assembled. You look at the offensive line. If they're healthy and can stay healthy, this is going to be one of the better offensive lines in the National Football League. If Ezekiel Elliott comes back to the table, he's going to be, and it appears he looks like he's poised to have a big-time season. Came in shape under the weights that he's been at in previous years, more so the college weight that carried him to being prominent as a running back in the game. You get Dak Prescott back. I mean, there are some questions on his health, but again, everything stemming from health concerns, but all things given, you draft a juggernaut player in the first round with your first pick to help try to solidify a defense. You bring in Dan Quinn as a defensive coordinator who will be a catalyst for change, and you've already seen it in the preseason with the way the defense is playing already on that side of the ball. I just think there are so many things that have been put into play that would give Mike McCarthy everything that he needs to have success. And we all know when you're hired to do a job, it's one thing to try to get results when you don't have what you need. You can always create more runway for yourself when you don't have the things that you need. We need this. We need a quarterback. We need an offensive line. We need a running attack. We need a linebacker or a pass rusher, whatever it may be. We need a better coaching staff. I need for you to help me to do those things. I believe Jerry Jones and the rest of the brass have done everything that they can possibly do to invest in making this a winning team and a winning outing for this group. So what is the excuse? What can you use if you don't have success this season? And so to me, when I look at where Mike McCarthy is and in this scenario, which every single year, especially a year like now, every year is a must-win situation for the Dallas Cowboys or who's ever leading that team. Mike McCarthy has a lot to prove because a lot of people saw the way he departed from Green Bay, guys. And to know that, well, maybe some people are saying maybe the game passed him up. Maybe his style of coaching, his way of doing things is now obsolete. Whatever it may be, there's
But Jerry Jones, though, he will stick with a head coach. He's not quick to fire head coaches.
Yeah. Well,
Jerry,
he will.
He's not.
He will.
Jerry Jones is I want results now.
Yeah, he will.
Kind of guy.
He definitely will.
He would definitely fire Mike McCarthy this year.
He would. Depending on how they play. Yeah, go ahead.
If they don't make the playoffs, he's fired.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that is a weak division. They're going to win the division.
I don't know that they're going to win the division.
If they don't make the playoffs in that division with that roster that they have put together,
what's your excuse? What's your excuse?
And that's the reason why he's so emotional in these press conferences, because he knows all the pressure's on him. He got to get to the playoffs. And if he don't get to the playoffs, he will not be the head coach of the Cowboys next season.
I mean, you got to believe that it's win or bust with that type, because you're running out of time. I mean, let's be clear here.
Yeah.
You got some of these guys signed, but some of these guys are going to come up. You may not be able to keep this team, this roster together.
Look at this offense you got. This offense is incredible. I mean, the talent dope. That he has around Jack Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott and CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper, those are arguably like four of the top five players at their positions.
Yeah.
There's no excuse for them not to get to the playoffs and win the division. They have all the talent in the world. So now, if you don't, somebody got to be the scapegoat.
Go ahead, ask. Go ahead. What you got?
Listen, I know Plax is on here, but I always ask the question now. Mm-hmm. Mike Tomlin. I mean, okay, he's the guy. He's the man. Everybody love him. We love Mike Tomlin. We love you, Mike Tomlin, but –
I'm glad you brought that up, but I'm interested to hear what y'all say.
Mike Tomlin has never had a losing season.
That's why you're next.
But is his voice getting stale, though?
He has 13 winning consecutive seasons. Mike Tomlin's not going anywhere.
The fans love putting him on the hot seat, though.
The Pittsburgh Steelers have had four coaches in the last 75 or 80 years. What does that tell you?
Yeah, Mike Tomlin can never be on the hot seat because he doesn't lose.
Yeah.
He doesn't lose.
But listen to the other coaches that you named that could be, like, Belichick is sitting on a block of ice?
Belichick ain't going nowhere.
Hey, the Belichick and the Mike Tomlin are two totally different conversations. One had Tom Brady. Obviously, Mike Tomlin has had Ben Roethlisberger. But when Ben Roethlisberger is not playing, there's still a level of consistency that the Pittsburgh Steelers play with, and they still find a way to win games.
They won 11, and they was 11-0.
Dude, they went to the playoffs.
What does that mean?
They went to the playoffs.
I think you got to look at the Steelers situation as the intensity of the fan base. It's a very, very fan-based-driven culture there. So while I will say he is definitely nowhere near on a hot seat with the front office, I think that it becomes a thing that becomes a media thing with right. Mike Tomlin and how he's portrayed and how he's perceived.
Ask me this question next year or the 2 years later when Ben Roethlisberger is no longer the quarterback of the Steelers. What were you saying?
And the way Dwayne Haskins played in that preseason game, they might be on to something.
Roethlisberger won't be starting midseason. What about that?
That's possible. That's possible. But I'll tell you this. How can you put Mike Tomlin on the hot seat if you're giving his most one of the most legendary quarterbacks for the organization an opportunity to go out on his own terms, and so to speak? And then if you're able to actually salvage – the career of Dwayne Haskins, who could be an amazing quarterback in the National Football League. I think that it's just more of a maturity issue. He needs some guidance and some structure that's going to help him to really get to where he needs to be before he's not getting to where he needs to be. I thought that it was a great move to bring him in because I think the culture, and you could probably speak to this better than me, Plex, but right. the culture of being around the Mike Tomlin, you know, group will probably pay a lot more dividends, especially the direct connection to Mike Tomlin.
Right. One thing about being in Pittsburgh and Mike Tomlin, I understand this, and anybody that's played for this organization, Dwayne Haskins is walking into an opportunity where he's getting a second chance. And Mike Tomlin is giving him this opportunity to learn under a Hall of Fame quarterback. But at the same time, it's a tough love situation. He needs a guy like Mike Tomlin to be brutally honest with him about where he's at in his career right now. Mm-hmm. And I don't think there's another head coach in the NFL that will speak to Dwayne Haskins in the way that he needs to be spoken to and taught.
You
and
know what's crazy, man? When you
where
watch,
he's at right now.
When you watch Mike Tomlin do an interview, like – everything he says is matter of fact. He's never
he's definitive.
Always matter of fact in everything that he says.
Yeah.
What you know and understand about Mike Tomlin as a player, you will never have to wonder where you are. Because he's going to tell you the truth. And if you can't tell the truth and understand and go out and perform, then you won't be there. It's tough love over there, but at the same time, it's an organization that, you know, they're going to give you a second chance because that's just the way that they're built. But it's a tough love situation in Pittsburgh. It doesn't matter who you are. Mike Tomlin is going to be honest with you.
Where's Pittsburgh finished in the AFC?
This year?
AFC? In the AFC or the division?
The whole AFC.
They're a wild card team. I don't see them winning. I don't see them winning the division this year. They're wild card.
Obviously, it's going to be between them and Cleveland. I think. I don't think.
Man, if can't I will say they, if they can't come to an agreement and get T.J. Watt on this field, they're not making the playoffs. They're not a wild card team.
They'll find a way to get it done. Because listen, if you don't have T.J. Watt out there on your team,
they won without
starting opening day.
They got that boy Bush back. They got that boy Bush back.
Oh, Devin Bush
back. That's a grown man. That is a grown man. And you know who else are grown men? TJ Hushmanzada and Plexico Burris. You know what I mean? We got a grown man show going on right now on the Dan Patrick Show. I'm LeVar Arrington. We're going to take a quick break. But on the other side, well, we're going to start to wrap down, wind up. And really, you know, we'll kind of discuss, well, a brawl of some sort. A disagreement of some sort. We've been disagreeing, but you know what? We haven't come to blows, but some people do. And we'll talk about that as we wind down the show. It's Dan Patrick Show. This is Fox Sports Radio. We'll be right back.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
Welcome back into the show, everyone. You're listening to the Dan Patrick Show with my man Plexico Burrs, TJ Hushmanzada. I'm LeVar Arrington. We've discussed a lot of topics today, and you know what? Well, I think we got through them. I think we got through it pretty well. How y'all feel about it? Y'all feel pretty good?
Man, feel good, man. These feel good. 3 hours went by pretty quickly.
Go by pretty quick when you're having fun, man. You know what I mean?
I had a great time.
Okay. All right. Maybe y'all get like I give y'all a virtual butt slap. You know, good show to y'all. You know what I mean?
Make sure all right, ass slap.
I mean, if you perform well, I mean, you should be rewarded. You know, you should know from your teammate that you did a great job. And what better way than to slap you on the tushy?
That is not the way to compliment your colleague.
You're the mumbler under your breath. Don't touch you. Don't touch him.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm the mumbler.
All right. Well,
you can tell by the way I walk.
By the way I talk, personality. All right. So speaking of when butt patting goes wrong, I guess, you know, which this wasn't a butt pat, but it definitely, it didn't end the way that it was.
Oh, no.
It did not end well. There was a preseason game, and it was, well, locals, you know, the Rams and the Chargers, they share a space.
I saw that.
Okay, so some fans got involved in a brawl. It went viral. The fans were welcoming the SoFi Stadium. And they were in there, and a massive brawl broke out among a group of fans in the lower level. Uh-huh. One man ended up shirtless with his face bloodied. On Monday, a spokesperson.
And he was doing all the talking.
From SoFi Stadium issued a statement saying some of the fans involved in the fight have been identified and will be banned from attending events at the stadium here in the future. So here the full statement from AJ Perez of Front Office Sports. Here it is. SoFi Stadium does not tolerate violent behavior or harassment of any form. Some of the individuals involved on Saturday's altercation have been identified, and they will be banned from attending events at SoFi Stadiums. We are actively working to identify the remaining individuals involved. We will continue to work with the security, law enforcement, and league officials to evaluate our protocols to ensure a family-friendly environment where fans and guests can safely enjoy themselves at the stadium. Fellas, what's your takeaway? What's your reaction from this? I have some thoughts, but I'll turn it over to you guys first.
Man, they had that adult beverage, and they just couldn't control themselves. It's just that simple. The big dude that was wearing the Aaron Donald jersey,
yeah,
he was just talking and talking and talking, and they jumped him. I mean, it's just – man, did you see his face afterwards?
Oh, they did a job on him. Did you see the fight?
Did you see the fight? Hey, this is what I want to know. Where was the security at? Man, security wanted problems. Hey, the security was like, man, I just work here. I don't actually do security work. Mm. I mean, this thing went on for like 2 or 3 minutes. And them big boys was throwing some haymakers.
Well, but they was doing them quick ones, too. You know, like that ground and pound once you get them on the ground and you start punching real quick. You know what I mean? Like, here's my thing, though. What I like to understand, and listen, I think that they're taking the right approach to this. If you find out who they are, you can't let them back in because, like, it is what it is. Like, these types of guys exist everywhere. Like,
that's what they do. They're going to do it again.
I've gone to so many, like, doing media and even when, you know, just being a civilian after playing ball. I love watching sports in sports bars. You know, and heck, Plex, you know, we you know, shots out to Bounce and Benny and them in New York. Like, we go to Bounce and we have a dope time watching sports, you know, right. And you enjoy the environment that you're in. And for me, it's like, it seems like every single time that I go out and I'm in a sports environment where you would recognize, you know, me, like I go to a Penn State bar, or I'll go to a Washington football bar, or whatever it may be. And maybe it's just me, but y'all tell me, there's always the one dude that wants to be close with you, right? And right. It's like, let me buy you a drink. Let's do some shots. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Then time moves on. And that same dude, like, starts, like, nudging you and elbowing you and pushing
to size you.
Like, yo. And then the next thing you know, you get a little bit further along, and then next thing you hear him say is, you're not that big in person.
Oh, they quick to tell you that, ain't they?
You're not even that big in person. And it's like, that's like always, that became to me the code word of, I think I could whoop your ass.
Right. That's like, exactly what it means.
Like, that's the code word. Like, the minute they go down the road of, you're not as big in person as I thought. Like, it's like, okay, bro, like, first off, I've been entertaining you. Like I ain't told you to kick rocks. Like, I ain't said, you know, get out of my face, nothing like that. Like, okay, you said you're highs. We said, what's up, this, that, and the other. Like, we good. Like, what now? We kicking it, right? I'm going to let you, we good. But now you pushing on me. Like, now you, like you getting physical with me. Like, is my body going to go far when you push me? Like, how strong do I got to be to push this dude to make him move? Like, all right, now I nudged him. So now I feel the density of the dude. Like, now, and it's like, okay, I feel a lot more confident about what my chances are. So now I'm going to tell you, like, you really ain't that big in person. Like, you're really not.
Well, I actually get the exact opposite. They're like, hey, man, you're bigger than what I thought you were. So you just think I was just snatching peanuts over the top of the head at 5'10"? I mean, let's be real here. But that's what
I mean,
you do
look skinny on TV, though, bro. Like, you look skinny.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with it. But when they see you in person, they're like, oh, man, you bigger than I thought you were.
Hey, I mean, it's because you tall.
And TJ, right. TJ got overachiever syndrome, right? So if you come at TJ the wrong way, out of the three of us, you got the worst situation coming your way with TJ because TJ got overachiever syndrome. He don't like what cats test him. Like, not even close. Not at a youth game, at a high school game, at a kindergarten parent-teacher meeting, it could go bad really quickly. Like, what happens when you move around, TJ?
Nah, man, I be chilling, man. I get that a lot, though, what you say. Oh, you're not as big as I thought you would be. That's fine.
Well, run up on it then.
I mean, that's perfectly fine. It's always, though, when you get the adult beverage and these type of things want to transpire and take place.
Well,
and so, yeah, hey, avoid the adult beverage if you can't handle it the right way.
But don't avoid Fox Sports Radio. This is the Dan Patrick Show, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, Plexico Burress. We've had an amazing time hanging out with you guys. Hope that y'all enjoyed it. Make sure you stay tuned in. Big Colin, well, we got another minute left, so let me not take us out right this second. Let me take a step back before I take us out and just say thanks to everybody in the back. Thanks for that. I'll be back tomorrow, actually. Me, Jonas, and Brady will be doing the show. TJ and Plex, this has been, like, such a pleasure. I mean, we do this every Saturday. So make sure you guys check us out on Saturdays, up on game. We try to, you know, bring some humor, but also put you up on game on things that are going on out there in the sports world. So, okay, now we're on the countdown now, people out there. That's what you call doing radio. You start to adjust on the fly. I got my dope dudes in the back making sure they keep me on the clock, make sure I get us out on time. So this is what we're going to do. Make sure you stay tuned in. The Herd is coming up. Make sure you check them out. Gottlieb Show, all that stuff. Great lineup here on Fox Sports Radio. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. TJ Plex, y'all enjoy y'all's day, man. All right? Yeah. This is Fox Sports Radio. We'll make sure we check y'all out. Have a dope day,
It's everybody. Been real.
It's been real.
Peace.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
From the versatile EQB to the sublime EQS sedan, Mercedes-Benz makes electric extraordinary. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.